is to buy that.
But from what I understand from them, is she's going to...
In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to Hunter and View, Courier News, the Express Times, and the Hunter County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Since we have a few Cub Scouts and a Boy Scout here, would you all come up here and lead us in the flag salute? Line up there. Flag is to your right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now we have a moment of silence for our servicemen and women overseas. Thank you. You may be seated. Okay. Presentation of minutes. Minutes of the regular meeting of November 1st, 2017. Any changes or motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of November 1st, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Then we have the minutes of the executive session meeting minutes for November 1st, 2017. Any motion?
I'll also make that motion to accept the executive session minutes of November 1st, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, now we have. Can I get a motion to open a public comment limited to agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 If there's any comment on any agenda items that are not public hearing items, now is the time. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close?
I'll make a motion to close to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, the first ordinance public hearing item is the Township of Lebanon Ordinance Number 2017-07, Ordinance Amend and the Revised General Ordinance of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey, and more specifically, Chapter 400 Zoning. This is to amend... For the zoning, they found this to be an issue at the Board of Adjustments. This is a variance will not require the case where a new roof to replace an existing roof on an existing single-family detached dwelling where the height of the proposed new roof will comply with the height required for the zone will not increase or otherwise alter the existing building envelope of the dwelling and where no additional living space is proposed. Currently, they would have to get a variance for this. So, can I get a motion to open the public hearing for this ordinance?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Is there any public comment on this ordinance? Seeing no hands, can I get a motion to close?
I'll make a motion to close.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Can I get a motion then to approve Ordinance 2017-07, Ordinance to amend the Revised General Ordinance of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunter, State of New Jersey, and more specifically, Chapter 400 Zoning?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Now we're doing it again because there's another part of this chapter. So it's section. The other one was Section 51. This is actually Section 52. So it's again, we will open public hearing for Ordinance 2017-08. Again, it's still also Chapter 400, but it's a different section for Section 52. Can I get a motion to open a public hearing for this ordinance?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Again, it's open to public comment for Ordinance 2017-08. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close?
I'll make a motion to close.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 2017-08, again, amending Chapter 400, actually Section 52 for zoning?
I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance Number 2017-08.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Now we have on here our third public hearing, which actually I'm going to turn to Matt for some clarifications on it.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just for point of clarification, that the plan, the open space and recreation plan, is formally adopted by the planning board. It is their jurisdiction, their providence to do so. Certainly nothing wrong with taking comment tonight. I just wanted to be clear prior to the proceeding that the committee does not have the authority, the jurisdiction to alter, amend, revise this in any way. But certainly we can take any comment from the public for consideration.
So with that, can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing on the open space plan.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 If there is any...
Mike, present first?
Oh, I forgot that. I knew there was something I forgot. I'm not used to you sitting here.
We can get started.
That's funny.
Lots of news. Okay, why don't you fill us in there?
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. The Open Space and Recreation Plan is one of the elements of the master plan. It's really one of the optional elements of the master plan, except that in cases where you want to get any money from planning incentive grants from Green Acres, you have to have it. So that was the purpose of doing this when we first did it 15 years ago, and we were told that it should be updated in order to qualify for the planning incentive grant funding currently. So that's why we're having it. The Green Acres guidelines for open space and recreation plans also require that it be discussed at two noticed public meetings. And the last time we did it, we also included the township committee, so that's why we decided to do it again. In fact, it's been discussed at, I think, about six notice public meetings because of all the planning board meetings that have been discussed. Basically, it follows the guidelines that are provided from Green Acres. There's an executive summary that simply summarizes the significant findings and the planning process that we went through. There are goals and policies that articulate the vision and philosophy concerning open space and recreation in the township. There's a pretty extensive inventory of public and private facilities and lands. There's a resource assessment, and the resource assessment includes all of the figures that are attached to the plan, the schematic plan for the Memorial Park addition, the landscape project and the open space system, and then the open space system, its map itself, and the preservation priorities are all discussed and outlined in that resource assessment. There's a section on the action plan, which is probably the most important, where it outlines the actions to be taken in terms of continuing to negotiate conservation agreements or conservation easements, acquisition to the extent that there's funds available, completion of the facilities at Memorial Park. Those are really the highlights of it. Also, we have the implementation approaches and resources, and that discusses the open space tax, the county open space fund, the Green Acres planning incentive grant funding, other funding sources, other programs that the township can tap into to try and complete some of the items that are outlined in the plan. And then lastly, there is the plan adoption and public participation, which this is a part of. And as I indicated, the plan was adopted by the planning board last night. And that, in sum, is the open space and recreation plan.
And I know we added wasn't the last night, but we added as part of it is the notice.
Yeah.
For clarification.
Do you want me to read that?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was added as an amendment last night. A notice that will appear right after the table of contents in the open space and recreation plan. And what it says is the conclusions of this open space and recreation plan, and in particular the identification of preservation priorities, creates no commitment of the Township of Lebanon nor any obligation on the part of any property owner. Designation as a preservation priority in this document creates no restrictions on the use or transfer of such properties. This open space and recreation plan is a planning document meant to guide the current and future actions of the Township of Lebanon, and any such actions can only be taken following future resolutions or ordinances, as the case may be, to be passed by the Township Committee.
Thank you. Is there any...
sent off to the county?
It was no in the part of the notice.
Okay.
Yeah.
The committee was all there last night. Was there any questions, other questions that came about?
No.
Nope.
Thank you for your work and efforts to get this together, because I know, you know, it's...
It was a lot of work by a lot of other people other than me, fortunately.
All the people involved.
The Environmental Commission probably put in as much time on it as the planning board, if not more time on it on the planning board. Appendix B, which is all their work. They had tremendous input on both of the figures 2 and 3 in the plan that have the preservation priorities outlined. I don't think I acknowledged their input last night. Also, Mike, doing the inventory work on with the schools and the public lands, the municipal lands, and the recreation groups that provide recreation activities within the municipality. It was extremely helpful.
And Kim Jacobus, who helped with that.
All I had to do was write.
Just for the rest of the public, the big reason for doing this is for the Green Acres money, which you can, if you wanted to clarify it more, and the monetary value of it.
The township has been awarded a $500,000 Green Acres Planning Incentive Grant, and the one remaining requirement of that was that we update our Open Space and Recreation Plan, because the last one was from 2002. So that's the financial side of why we're doing this. For full disclosure, last meeting we passed the ordinance dedicating that money to a transaction acquiring 244 acres in the northern part of Lebanon Township, which is in between the Point Mountain Reserve and the Teetertown Crystal Springs area. So we'll have a fairly contiguous zone of a greenway of open space in the northern part of the township. Linking down, you can create linkages down to Miquin Woods. It'll be about 2,600 acres in our township of preserved land up in that part of the township.
So is there, again, it's already been adopted, but certainly if there's any public comment or public, you know, thoughts, or certainly it's open to public at this point. Yes.
I heard a comment.
You can come up to the microphone and state your name.
Lisa Stansky. I had heard comment about the Memorial Park addition. What is that?
There's a plan for Memorial Park, and there's still some of additional facilities to be done on the main body of the park. But the township also owns the parcel that's across the way from Wood Glen School, that open field. And back in 2002, that was really before Memorial Park was really constructed. There's a schematic plan of how additional recreational fields could be provided on that parcel.
Okay, great. I thought that was already part of the park. So.
It is part of the park. At 15 years ago, it was a separate tract, but it's been merged with the park.
Anyone else? Not even from most of the EOC?
Thank you.
They just want the map.
They don't want to get that out of here, right?
That's
they don't want that left behind.
I think that's why they're here.
So, like I said, so then...
I just want the board and the clips.
Can I then, if there's no one else, can I get a motion to close the public comment?
So move.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. So this actually, has, like I said, was adopted last night at the planning board. It is only here for as a public hearing because we required another public hearing. So there is no motion or action to be taken. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Adam, and the committee.
Good, Adam.
Yep. There was a lot of people involved in getting that accomplished in the time frame we had to get it accomplished. first resolution is 101-2017, resolution authorizing the interlocal services agreement with the Township of Tewksbury and the Borough of Califon. This is for the provisioning of the State Uniform Construction Code Enforcement Services by the Township of Tewksbury. They basically authorizing the, you know, the construction official and joint shared services, essentially, between the two. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 101?
Make a motion to approve Resolution 101-2017, Interlocal Service Agreement Construction Code Enforcement.
Did I say
101? You said 101.
Yeah, I said that too, didn't I?
Yeah, for clarification. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know why I sell that, but...
111.
111, thank you.
111.
2 weeks off, missed it all. can I have... Roll call?
Yes.
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 Excuse me, would you mind if I go grab that?
No, you're right.
Thank you.
Who seconded it?
Huh?
Who seconded it?
Tom
seconded it. Okay, then we have Resolution 112-2017, redemption of tax sale certificate. The amount of $5,098.77 has been collected from Ruth Reinhardt Kratz, the property owner known as Block 61, Lot 45, 188 Musconetcon River Road, tax sale certificate 201707. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 112-2017 for redemption of tax sale certificate 201707 in the amount of $5,098.77.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Now we have Resolution 100.
Did you want me for anything else?
I mean, if you just want to stay for, you know, just
for fun.
The bask in our glory, I don't
garage
know.
Garage floor specs.
You're certainly welcome to leave.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear that resolution.
Make a motion, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Like, this is it, and I'm not kidding.
So, Resolution 113-2017, Statewide Insurance Fund. Resolution appointing risk management consultant. Township of Lebanon hereby appoints Grondyke Associates as its local risk management consultant. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 113-2017, appointing a risk management consultant.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Roll yes. call.
Yes.
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 Resolution 114-2017, appoint fund commissioner. The governing body of the Township of Lebanon appoints Thomas McKee is hereby appointed as the fund commissioner for the local unit for the 2018 year. Karen Sandors is hereby appointed as the alternate fund commissioner for the local unit for 2018 year. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make motion to approve Resolution 114-2017, appointing a fund commissioner.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Who was our fund commissioner last year?
Tom.
Oh. So it's a reappointment.
He's so good at it.
Actually, the group I meet with is good at it. Karen and Warren. You know, I just sit back and follow their lead.
There you go. Lebanon Township Resolution 1000, wow, could you imagine?
No.
115-2017. This is the Hickory Run Guide Rail Replacement from Road Safety Systems LLC for $77,972 based on the estimated quantities. This is to approve that, and as you know, I think a couple weeks ago we approved the grant that we got to pay for this, which is actually was more than actually this, so Mara will figure out where that differential is.
Is this for the entire original amount, but then we had knocked it down once?
I believe this
is Warren tells me is it's a different company than the first bid, because this company is now in the Morse County Co-op.
Uh-huh.
But he tells me it's for the same coverage from Hill Road to 513 with the exception of the county bridge toward the bottom.
Okay.
All the small sections, the big sections, and it's the brown, not galvanized like we have other places of brown guardrail.
Okay.
And he doesn't know why the price changed, but clearly it's underneath the grant total.
Okay. So it does include any tree work?
I don't believe tree work was included. I would have it.
I'm still aiming at that one tree.
Well, if you aim at it long enough, you might get it. We don't have to worry about it anymore.
I probably have already.
Can we get a motion to approve Resolution 115-2017?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 115-2017 DOT Grant Guardrail Project, Morris County Co-op.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that good enough, or should we clarify that? You're looking at me.
Who, I didn't know who made the second.
Oh, I second.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank
Did you.
Did
you vote? Yes. Yes.
Roll call. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now we have old business, DPW garage floor, bid specifications. Getting closer. We're getting closer to this. This is going on for a while. We changed some of the, as you see in red, some of the days because they were conflicts with multiple days. Question is, do we think that's long enough? The clarification here is to make me understand it, is that the is 14 days of receipt of written notice to proceed, so we can approve, as Matt, if I clarify this, we can approve a bidder and they would return their contracts within the 5 days, and then we can specify a time frame when we would want them to proceed. That could be a week from that point, a month from that point, and then they would have 14 days to proceed from the point of us telling them that. Is that my understanding that correctly?
I don't know if I understood that, but the basically that up until the point of the notice to proceed, it would be an ordinary dealing, but that we would then set the time frame for the project to begin, and the vendor would have 14 days to mobilize.
Well, I guess my point is that us approving a vendor is not the notice to proceed.
No, correct, correct. We're going to hold that as a timing mechanism for further down the road for when it fits best into for the department to be able to do that. But Mayor, just to clarify, after you and I spoke, I think it's even more consistent if the tech specs that we spoke of earlier that were redlined, that the word perform be replaced with begin, so that it's the successful bidder shall begin the work within 14 days of the notice to proceed.
Yes.
And complete the work within 14 days thereafter. So that the document, so it runs consistent throughout all the documents. But that was the whole point, yeah, was to preserve the ability to not have the contractor just show up and say, okay, you awarded us, here we are, we're starting today, which may throw the department into chaos depending right. on what time of year it is and what's going on.
Right. So going to Mark's, what Mark was talking about, now I'm not seeing there's a new version in front of me from the one I had this afternoon. The one that I had this afternoon had a section on liquidated damages, time limit and liquidated damages. Yeah. I guess that's not the contract, that's the actual bid package.
That's the instructions, correct.
Right, section 10.
Okay.
where in that it gives that the work shall begin within 14 days, but then it further says that the when the work begins, it begins on a Monday, and that it will be completed within 14 calendar days. And I think there was some still question this afternoon on whether that's a reasonable number for the contractor to finish it. So I would...
And again, I can't speak to that.
No, I don't think anyone here can. That's why I think whatever action we take tonight would need to be subject to clarification of whether that could be up to 21 days. I spoke to Warren, the DPW supervisor. He doesn't know for sure how long it would take. He wouldn't be surprised if 21 days, and that wouldn't be a... major inconvenience.
I thought about this afterwards too. Is can we say begin within 14 days with because we would have a pre-construction meeting? Can we base it on a schedule that they would provide us?
Well, yeah, certainly we can. But if we leave it in now as a hard deadline, it could affect the bid price. Exactly. Right. People say, look, I'm going to have to bring in three extra personnel to get this done. So I mean.
Could we just leave for the bid subject to a satisfactory schedule or to be worked out or something? I don't know.
Yeah, if we take that time frame and just work that exactly.
Sure. I mean, that's the way we do every other project. The distinction here is how much downtime can the department withstand? And I that's something that I can't answer. If it's if you want to put it outside of
I also don't want to rush
21 or 28. Yeah, it's had quite a life already, but. I mean, if we want to extend that time from the 14 days, if there is a more reasonable time, to leave it open-ended, though, where then you're comparing bids where a vendor is assuming he has 45 days to complete that work, therefore his bid's significantly lower, we're gonna then be in a process of either accepting that unconditionally and dealing with the circumstances or throwing out all the bids and going back to it again. So, I mean, if Warren can give us guidance, if it's 21, if it's 28, if it's 30, if it's open-ended, we run the risk of someone pricing this thing really low and taking 6 weeks to finish it or 8 weeks to finish it.
I mean, 14, I think, is on the edge of reality, I think, for the project, for what needs to be done. I think 21 is more reasonable.
What if we did 14 to 30 days?
Well, I mean... I think we just the way it's written. I think it's just kind of a max level. So it's
I mean the term that's going to drive the price is the maximum amount of days they have. I mean, certainly they want to get it done more quickly.
Knowing the preliminary numbers we had gotten prior, mathematically, labor wise, and everything like that, if they're going over 21, 30 days, they're losing money.
and Warren didn't highlight the urgency of. Each day. Now, I didn't ask him, what about 28 days? 21 days, he...
Well, we put in a liquidated damages fee, I would connote that there is a hardship.
Yeah, well, there definitely is a hardship. It's just a question of
whatever reality is. Yeah, I just don't want to rush it and have it not done, the process rushed,
Well, I mean, like Brian said, I mean, if we put in 30 days, it doesn't preclude them from finishing in 14.
Right.
It just doesn't force them to mobilize to the level where it's an absolute guarantee, which, again, may inflate the price.
Yeah, I mean, I
know nothing about what this is going to entail. It sounds like, it's not...
It's time. It's a lot of time. It's really, the whole process takes time.
It's a lot of applications.
Well, it's the curing, I guess, that really is the key.
Yeah.
Well, curing...
I don't know if there's curing in between stages or not.
Right, the curing, and I guess that's based on going to be the humidity and temperature.
Yeah, what time of year it is. Yeah.
That type of thing.
That's problematic, too.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I think 30 days is certainly more than enough to accomplish it.
I would think...
I just don't want to scare...
Summertime... application for our benefit, because then
it would be.
Our mechanic needs to do something, he could do outside. Something outside theoretically.
Yeah. Mm. I'd be inclined to change that to 30 days.
Okay.
Just to be safe. It's not too much that it's unreasonable, but again, they're going to want to get it done faster because they're tying up their own equipment and everything like that to do the job, but I really don't know it well enough, but I said, just doing the math of what it is, 14 days would be close, in my opinion, on getting it accomplished.
Are there going to be inspections along the way?
There's nothing really to inspect.
You don't think
I mean, it would be Warren standing there watching them. In my opinion, the inspection,
as
I think it's going to be Warren being satisfied.
As long as somebody's standing there, that's the thing. I mean, I could just, you know, it seems like there's a...
Warren with a cup of water.
make sure it runs the right way, right?
That is the inspection.
That's right.
Yeah.
But actually, going further on that point, the contract, at least as written this afternoon, allowed for payment... The only payment would be made after satisfactory completion of the work. There was no request for upfront payment. So that obviously
that
dictates
helps.
Part of it. Mm-hmm. But it also goes to the other parts of the bid package here, where we're asking for both the performance bond and a maintenance bond. So because the mayor wasn't available today, I talked to Steve Reese, the engineer, to ask in this project, what kind of risk does he see us taking? Because legally, as I understand it, we don't need either of those for this scale of project.
Correct.
So it's a policy from the committee.
And we're holding all the money.
So we're holding all the money. For the performance bond, Steve thought, let's say they get the epoxy off and they leave.
Right.
There's nothing we have to undo. There's no particularly incremental cost. There's the inconvenience of not having the use of the bay. But he didn't think the performance bond...
All it's going to do is elevate the price.
Big risk. Exactly. It's 5% on top, or, you know, yeah. Roughly.
Right.
And specifically then to the maintenance bond. The maintenance bond is like it's like buying a 2-year warranty on the project. In the original iterations where we were cutting out the whole floor and we had the steel trusses relinked back right. together, there was all kinds of danger of hidden, unknown risk, and he would have recommended it. In this case, where it's the existing floor being ground, recontoured, he saw even less risk that he could describe. And I told him I would characterize it exactly that way, and he agreed, yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't. All I see is it's just an added financial cost to the project that really doesn't need to be there.
Exactly.
I mean, they're going to grind it down to the water flows to the drains.
Yeah. An inch across 30 feet or 15
yeah.
feet. Or
yeah, like I said, I'd certainly defer it to the engineer. I mean, legally, it's your prerogative.
So, I mean, based on what the engineer told me, I would propose for the committee to delete the maintenance bond and the performance bond requirements. The bid security is required under bid rules, as I understand it. So those were my three comments. So we extend to 30 days before liquidated damages, and we eliminate the two bond requirements.
I would agree with that.
Any other thoughts?
No, it makes sense to me.
Okay. So then if everybody's good, and first item would then be motion to approve it. Then we have to come up with dates to put it out there. So first, let's see, it would be a motion to approve this to go out to bid with the changes of the completion to be done within 30 days of start, and then to eliminate the two bonds, the performance bond and the maintenance bond, from the contract documents, and to adjust the, on the first sentence, or second sentence, I guess, successful bidder shall begin work within 14 days of receipt of written notice to proceed. Can I get a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, so next part is, when do we want to put them out to bid? And then how long do we want it to be out to bid?
Just to remind us, what's the minimum time that it needs to be out?
I believe it's 10 days.
Yes.
And the earliest that it could possibly get out by the time it gets into the press cycle? I just don't want to do on December 26th.
Yeah. It's a consideration as to the year.
Yeah. And New Year's and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be published on the 13th. So.
And it has to be published 10 days?
Yeah, that's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Can I get to the next page? There is no other page. That's why I can't get
the little corner.
Well, Can we put it into January sometime?
Well, we can still publish it at that point. We just won't require the bids back until later then.
Yeah.
Have the bids back like January 9th or 10th? Or?
Yeah, because our first meeting's the 3rd, and we don't want to deal with
That's
it at
a
that
reorg.
We don't want to deal with it at that point. So might as well push it then to the 10th, because then we'll deal with it on the 17th.
Right.
What is the 10th?
That's the 10th is Wednesday.
Oh, okay. That's
I think there's we offer a pre-bid conference, which we would have to schedule then as well, which, I mean, putting it out to the 10th or something gives us a chance to have the pre-bid conference. If this
After
is published
the
13th, can the pre-bid conference be even like December 20th?
Can
the pre-bid conference be during the 10-day period, or does it have to be after?
I would recommend that it be after, because that way somebody doesn't see somebody sees it. We have it on the 7th day. They observe it on the 9th day, and they say we were precluded from going to that meeting.
Was that too short then? If we had the pre-bid conference, because I wouldn't want the pre-bid conference the week of January 1st, because that's kind of a. Unless we did it January 4th or something.
Yeah, and we can't do it the 23rd or the
exactly
25th.
We're looking at like January 8th for a pre-bid conference and asking for the bid 2 days
later. I mean, you could have it the 28th or the 29th. I mean, it's in between the holidays, but I guess we're bumping up against all these days.
Yeah, I mean, we can put it out there as the 28th if we want, you know.
A pre-bid on the January 5 or January 8, if it's the 10th. Mike, you want to avoid that first week, you said?
No, I don't know if we have the whole week. I mean, we could do the 4th or 5th.
Yeah, the 4th or the 5th. I mean, people are primarily, you know.
Yeah, I mean, then they have, yeah. I mean,
back
we could
to
do
work.
The 4th. I mean, we could do it on the 4th. The pre-bid on the 4th. So it's post-December 13th. Pre-bid the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And then receive the bids on the 10th. And then then we would have the chance for then. That would give enough time, I guess, for review by Steve and.
Well, we actually have 60 days to award the bid. Which is potentially where we buy our time before the
right.
Notice
so we can wait till February, even if we need to.
Where we need to,
but then it gives us plenty of time for
yeah.
Matt and Steve to review all the bids. Okay, so
does it make any sense when we publish a bid date of January 10th to say in the event the office is closed that we have it due on the 11th? I'm just saying with winter weather, you know, I'd hate to have a snowstorm that morning and then...
Can you do that for that?
That's a question. I don't know.
The problem with that is determining how they're going to know if the building is closed or not. So, I mean, if there's a question about an impossibility of submission of bid, there's law on that. Can't go into it in detail without looking at it, but if that should be the case, I mean, if we get 4 bids that are submitted on time and somebody says, well, I tried to bid, but the building was closed, we'll have to deal with it when that happens. I mean, there are, like I said, there have been cases out there when things like this happen in big bids and where it gets challenged.
Okay, so we're at this point in December 13th. And January 4th, and then January 10th are there 3 dates that I see it. So if we, can I get a motion to approve the bid to go out for December 13th, 2017, the pre-bid to be on January 4th, 2018, and the receipt of bids to be January 10th, 2018.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you. This was a park committee resignation clarification. with Kirk Petrick. He was going, last meeting, he had put in his resignation from the park committee, but it was to be resigned at the end of this year. So he will still be part of the park committee till December 31st, 2017. So this is basically just a motion to accept his, the exact time of his resignation, and with regrets that we will be losing him from our park committee. So can I get a motion to approve his resignation as of December 31st, 2017?
I'll make that motion to approve Kirk Petrick's resignation as of December 31st, 2017 from the Parks Committee.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 This is back on here again because I believe, Mike, you had talked to Greg regarding the Meals on Wheels and that we had money in there for specifically this scenario.
We have $500 in the budget for contribution to social service that's unspent.
Okay. So we could certainly put $500 towards this or some other value, but we do have $500 that we could spend on the Meals on Wheels of Hunterdon.
That's this year's budget.
This year's budget.
So we're near the, might as well.
Right.
Because we're at the end of the year, there's nobody else coming forward at this point.
Exactly. Mm. So if no one else is opposed, I would make the motion to approve a $500 donation to the Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Next is a letter from the state of New Jersey Department of Agriculture. Every year we get letters from the state saying we have gypsy moth problems. But they're willing to do a free survey, and every year they seem to come back and say, we really don't have a gypsy moth problem. So luckily we don't have to do any aerial spraying or anything like that for that, since the egg mass counts is not that high. So we can wait till next year until they tell us again that we've got a problem when we really don't.
Ash borer.
So old business. Last meeting we also approved for the downstairs for the police department for the repainting and this. And however, we just, and the motion was only for painting, so we also need a motion for all state office interiors to perform new vinyl tiles and carpet for the police station downstairs. And it's the two numbers, right, Karen? It's the $6,775.09 plus the $796.17.
Right, which that covers the runners in the hall.
The other one is the runners. Okay. So motion to approve all state office interiors for the police station carpet and vinyl tiling for the cost of $6,775.09 plus for the runners of $796.17. I make that motion.
With the note that it's under New Jersey state contract 81754.
Okay, thank you. Yes, state contract 81754. Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Perfect. Okay.
Could I just one item of old business?
Sure.
Just as an update. As you know, we're under contract for acquiring open space on Red Mill Road, about 10 acres along the Spruce Run. And for everyone's information, we're pretty tightly, tentatively scheduled to close on December 15th, although it could slip a couple of days because there's a check in the mail that if it doesn't materialize in the next day or two, the Green Acres state check is in the mail. Just to remind everyone that the total price of that, the acquisition cost, is $134,200, of which Raritan Headwaters is using a Green Acres grant of $50,400 They're also, Raritan Headwaters is contributing a county nonprofit grant of $26,840, so that's county money through Raritan Headwaters. And Lebanon Township has a county grant, or municipal grant, or so-called clawback or drawback of $56,960 is where the funding is coming from. And New Jersey Water Supply Authority is reimbursing half of selected closing costs. So just for your information, by the end of the year, that should be in our open space inventory.
Okay. Is there any other old business items?
I have none.
No.
Okay. New business, the schedule of the 2018 reorganization meeting, January 3rd, 6 p.m.
Works for me.
Yes?
Yeah.
We need a motion for that.
Can I get a motion to approve the reorganization meeting for 2018 for January 3rd, 2018, 6 p.m.?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Now we have raffle application for the Voorhees Viking Boosters Club, various dates. Saturday, December 30th, Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018, Wednesday, January 10th, 2018, and Wednesday, January 17th, 2018.
February 2nd.
Oh, on the other side, February 2nd, Friday, February 2nd, 2018. It is somewhere, I thought it says what it goes for, but.
Voorhees Wrestling Team.
Voorhees Wrestling Team. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the application for a license, raffle license for the Voorhees Wrestling Team, I'll call it.
Vikings Booster Club.
Vikings Booster Club.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Then we have another one from the Voorhees Viking Booster Club for a raffle application for February 22nd, 2018. This is for basketball, the basketball team banquet. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the Voorhees Viking Booster Club application for raffle licenses for the basketball team, boys basketball team banquet, et cetera.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Then we have the Highbridge PTO. For the January 14th, 2018, which is for the it's also, I guess, associated with the Voorhees High School
equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, Voorhees High School. I'm confused why it says Highbridge PTO is what's throwing me here at the moment. So, but I guess because it's associated with they're associating with activities at Voorhees High School.
It's where the venue is, where the restaurant takes place.
Yeah.
Since it's in Lebanon Township.
Yeah, I know. It was just, but it was throwing me there.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Threw me yesterday when I was reading it.
So, can I get a motion to approve their raffle license?
So moved.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 The next is a letter from Lou Perry. He is writing, regretfully, I will be retiring from the Lebanon Township Board of Adjustments due to medical reasons, effective immediately. He has enjoyed the many years on the board and the people he has met along the way. Lou Perry was many decades, I could think is pretty accurate to say that he was part of the Board of Adjustments.
Lou Perry did a lot for the town. He volunteered with the fire department for many years and worked the Voorhees Chain Gang with Jay Weeks and a few other people that have been known in this town. And he'll be greatly missed on the Board of Adjustment.
Yeah. So we get a motion to approve his retirement with regrets.
I'll make the motion to approve Lou Perry's retirement with regrets.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Sun East Sis. Is that you?
Yes.
Because you're the only face I really don't know that's out there. If you
very clever. That was very good.
Mayor and committee members, my name is Bob McClosey, and I represent Sunesis LLC. We're a certified public utility with the state to do business as a competitive local exchange carrier, CLEC. Basically, what we're doing is we're expanding on an existing project that we have with Hunterdon Healthcare. It's an ongoing project. As the Hunterdon Healthcare expands new buildings and offices or whatever, we provide direct service link to all of the buildings and facilities. So basically what we're doing is we're doing service to a new facility, and the name of it is Califon Township?
Well, it's Lebanon Township.
Right, but we're servicing the building in Califon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there's a new facility up there. So our existing facilities are down on Route 31. So we're coming up through your township as well as High Bridge Borough to service.
Because it confused me, because it says it's like 0.19 miles, I guess. That's all that's going through Lebanon Township. The rest is coming at that point.
It's the one little piece.
And then the rest is through High Bridge and jumps back into California, I guess,
exactly.
Then?
Exactly.
Okay. Because I was like, am I reading that right?
No, it's just, in fact, I sent copies of the electronic copies of the map that we had, as well as hard copies that I dropped off last week. I don't know if you had access to them or not.
Yeah.
But this will just be a single strand down on the lower level where cable TV and other things run?
It'll be into telecom, one single fiber optic cable at the size of your finger.
Yep.
In the telecom space.
Yep. No other equipment on these poles.
No other equipment, just the fiber optic cable.
And that's a dedicated line for them. That's a private line, essentially.
It's a dedicated line for Hunterdon Healthcare. Although other businesses, the fiber's there, we do, you know, welcome other businesses if it's there.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, so it's not solely run dedicated for them, but that's kind of what's driving.
It's the only customer.
Right.
It's the customer that's on it right now.
Right. I mean, if Johnson & Johnson is sitting next door, we have the same scenario with them. We'll just, you know, provide them services.
Gotcha. So we are looking for, I guess, then to approval of utilizing, I guess, the right-of-way. Is that what?
Yes. Attaching to the poles on your right-of-way.
Right. Now, it says here that you don't anticipate installing or placing new poles at this time. Will you know when or if you will need to? Or is that just language? You won't?
Yeah, okay. We will not. That's just standard language. I mean, if it was if we were going 10 miles, then there's always that possibility that there's a tadpole in there. We're only looking at less than 1,000 feet.
Can any other comments or a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Make the motion that we give municipal approval for the Hunterdon Healthcare project placement of a fiber optic cable on existing poles.
I'll second.
Motion. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I can't even talk. I have one other new business.
Okay.
Post agenda. The DPW supervisor brought to my attention this afternoon that the generator here on this building, municipal building, requires service, and the service for that generator requires that the power be shut off to this building for about a four-hour period, which gives him three different scenarios that he wanted to ask the committee which we should go with. One scenario is that we find a day in the next week or two that we could close the building, but we'd have to let the staff go for that day because the building would be closed, including the police department, but the police staff. The second alternative is, as early as this Saturday, we could authorize overtime payment to have the service done on a Saturday. It's about $400 incremental charge up for the company, and Warren would have to be in to monitor what was happening. Or if we want to take a little bit of a risk on the service, we can wait until Martin Luther King Day in January, when it's a holiday for the township, so the people aren't in this building, but it's not a holiday for the service company.
Just curious, why does the building have to be shut down? The power is
on. It's the transfer switch, something. Oh.
So they have to adjust the line, line and the load side.
So it's live on both sides, and it needs to be the main and the output needs to be shut down, apparently.
Can this work be done on inclement weather? If it was to have snow flurries Saturday?
I did not ask that. I think snow flurries, I don't see.
No, I'm not sure yet.
But your point on Martin Luther King Day, you know, who knows if there's a...
Right.
I don't know.
Because the transfer switch is outside, isn't it?
It's outside.
Yeah, it's definitely outside.
Yeah. I mean... So I think for the incremental cost of $400, and Warren said he's available... I think doing it on this Saturday, if the park comes in tomorrow,
let's get it done.
Get it done.
Okay. So then, can I get a motion to approve Warren to come in on Saturday and approve the electrician to approve the repair of the transfer switch for the municipal building generator?
On an overtime.
On a Saturday, on the overtime overtime. Mm-hmm. Costs, mm-hmm. With the expectation that the part will be available for this upcoming Saturday.
I'll make that motion.
No, second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Any other new business items that we have? Okay. Can I get a presentation of vouchers, Brian?
I have one for Jeff Barton Kiefer, invoice 53087 for professional services related to Verizon. This is an escrow in the amount of $1,088.36, and that's all I have.
I have two vouchers. One is for LMR disposal, and it's for the fall cleanup that we had at the DPW, and that's for $2,024.10, and that came out of grant money. And also Kettle Creek Corporation, Windsor Barrel Works for four recycling barrels, $2,331.30, and that also came out of grant money.
I have none that qualify.
I've got this a couple here. The New Jersey Health Service Benefit Plan for active employee benefits for the month of December, $40,940.86. For retired benefits, $2,659.78. SDG Security, our security company, basic service and installed some radio upgrades. $1,389.16. Fair Reese Engineering for three different projects. The completion of the Slyker Road grant application for repaving Slyker Road. It's an application. Services rendered on the Hickory Run beam guide rail, as well as services for the maintenance garage bid that we put out tonight. Combined total $1,657.50. Cooperative Communications, $1,030.91. Emergency Systems, this is for service that had to be done on the DPW generator. Hadn't been done. For whatever reason, the fuel hadn't been run down for like 5 years, so it required a pretty big overhaul of system flush and everything else, $2,957.40. Then Finch Fuel, delivery of diesel fuel to the DPW, $1,985.45. Fuel oil delivery to the municipal building, as well as for the fire department, combined total $2,156.55. Parts from Montauk Enterprises for the flail mowers, $1,244.88. reed systems. This is for the tailgate spray systems, where this year we're going to the calcium, liquid calcium pre-system. We had the tank. This is now to upgrade the equipment on the trucks, $8,022.00. Skyworks, this is for rental of a scissor lift for fall maintenance, $1,011.25. Rogut and McCarthy, our bond counsel, this is for the bond anticipation notes that were rolled over earlier this year, total of $1,866.16. U.S. Bank custodian for the tax lien certificate that we passed early tonight, $5,098.77. Van Cleef Engineering Associates for updating of our tax map, $1,561. And construction escrow balance refund to Distinctive Builders, $7,614. And then lastly, Gebhard & Kiefer professional services related to the Red Mill Road contract and closing for the real estate project, $1,209.28.
I have one here for Gebhard & Kiefer. This is for professional service rendered for the month of August and September, $11,090.40. That's it.
Can I get a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, we have some correspondence from the Recreation Committee from October. Their movies in the park, they had a nature walk, their Halloween Madness, and Fall Festival. I also just want to state that last Sunday, fire department, the rec, and the historians did the tree lighting out here, and I think it was, quite successful. 100-plus people were definitely there for it, so it was a great evening.
You sang nice and loud, Mark.
What?
You sang nice and loud. Very good.
Maybe sang loud. I don't know how good or not.
And I have it on tape.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You really?
I had my phone going. I don't know if I got you singing. I got you speaking.
Oh, good.
So...
then we have the minutes from the Lebanon Township Environmental and Open Space Committee, a lot of which was, which one was this one, September. So it's also preparation for the Fall Festival, and well testing project and project reports. You do such a very... decisive minutes, Adam. It's just like, there's
corporate training.
Yes, yeah, I suppose so.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have correspondence about some the Senate bills, 1045 and 1046. That and
Senator Weinberg didn't like our letter.
Yeah. Gary. Oh, well. Same thing with the, I guess, Resolution 95, which is about the Oprah and the OMA items, which is basically what three of these letters were all about. These
for years. Did you see what she said? I've been working on it for years.
Exactly. Then we have from Gail Glassoff, our Zoning Board Secretary. The following terms will be expiring: Bruce Trezullo and Wayne Eberle. So I guess they're looking to reappoint, as far as I know. But they're also looking with Lou Perry retiring. John Locker will be taking Lou Perry's unexpired term to 2020, and then Deborah Guevara will be moved up to alternate one, which was John Locker's position, which will be expiring in 2018, as far as I understand it, if that can be done.
Reorg.
Yeah, at reorg. I think that's... everything. So, with that, can I get a motion to open a public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Now it's public comment to whatever your heart desires. Well, maybe.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. Now, you said you're going to do a process of redoing this building. So you're going with the police department first. What about the records room that has mold? You would think you would start there first.
Finances. What the costs were, what we could get with the money we had budgeted.
But how much money did you already spend to recreate them records? Like about 2 years ago, you spent money to recreate records that are now probably back in that.
Well, they never went back in there. They're still, they're not in that room right now.
Where are they? Can you move the records that are there to wherever you have them?
It's a process.
There's a lot of things in that room. Our historian and the books are in that room too. So you're gonna, but keep putting it off. You're gonna just. And down the road, you're going to pay more money because you have the mold in there. And how are you sure that that is not going anywhere else in this building? So at what point will we be doing the...
We're going to talk about it at budget meeting next year, I'm sure. We went through the whole building with Warren, Mike, and myself and discussed all the different projects we have to do. And the police one was the one that we could meet with the finances we had available in the budget this year.
Now, it was years ago when it was discussed, you didn't put money to it that you were going to redo it. I thought there was already a plan in place, and that it just never happened.
We didn't have money.
Huh? I know you didn't have money, but you just keep waiting, it'll, you know, the purpose of fixing the building. Now, on the $500 where you said it was like a social money, was the money that you gave to the YMCA, the senior center?
That was a specific, that we've budgeted every year for them.
Okay, so it's not, I knew you just did that.
No.
Okay.
Is there anyone else? Sure. You have to go up to the microphone, state your name.
Great.
What exactly on...
You just have to state your name first and where you live.
Logan Babas.
And what street do you live on?
Mountaintop.
Okay.
I have a question about the guardrail replacements. Mm-hmm. Exactly where on... Was it Red Mill?
Hickory Run.
Hickory Run. Where exactly on Hickory Run was the guardrails replaced?
It's going to be replaced.
The
whole road, wherever there's guardrails now, there's going to be replacing all the guardrails.
Oh, that there's going to be some spots there that would be replaced.
No, it's from Hill Road all the way down to 513. All the guardrails that are falling apart right now are going to get replaced.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Mm-hmm. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close to public comment?
I'll make a motion to close to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. We will be going into executive for
collective bargaining.
I think that's it. Any legal
nothing that's ripe for this evening.
Okay.
I have one personnel issue.
Okay. That we can discuss?
I believe so. Well, okay. I believe so.
Okay. So for a personnel issue and collective bargaining. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 116-2017 to go into executive session?
I'll approve Resolution Number 116-2017 to go into executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And I don't expect we'll have any comment or afterwards?
Right.
No? Yes?
No action.
Possibly.
No formal.
Okay, possibly action. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Getting twitchy.
Yeah, mine is there.
Let's just not get hijacked along the way.
Yeah.
That's the problem.